This afternoon, representatives from more than 30 agencies, organizations, and government departments gathered at Anchorage City Hall for the initial meeting of the homeless team. They came at the request of Mayor Dan Sullivan, who from the start of his administration has made dealing with the city homeless chronic inebriate population a major goal of his administration. It's a long-standing, ever-worsening problem that's captured even more public attention and concern with the deaths of a dozen street and camp-dwelling people since May. One was a homicide. Police and autopsies indicate the others were fatalities to the lifestyle. The mayor told the group he hoped that through their combined efforts, they could achieve three major goals.
Really, in a compassionate mode, is reduce the deaths among that population, which we've seen over the last few months has been of crisis proportion. We want to reduce the violence to that population and amongst themselves. We've obviously had incidents of people attacking our homeless population, oftentimes the chronic public inebriate who oftentimes doesn't have the defenses to take care of themselves. And we also want to protect neighborhoods and reduce the impact on property and neighborhoods that these individuals are causing because of their activities and their actions.
Mayor Sullivan also laid out a strategy he thought would guide the combined groups toward those goals. The first task entails a group self-appraisal.
We want them to identify all the current resources and efforts in the community spent on dealing with this population.
Once that's done, the Anchorage mayor wants to begin eliminating the homeless camps that exist throughout the city.
We want to determine if we can successfully intervene in the homeless camp scenario by closing down the camp while providing each of the people within that camp supportive services.
Sullivan says he wants the group to provide concrete data showing results toward benchmarks of progress. Another not insignificant goal is to use the collective expertise of the group to find grants and other funding. Meetings on Anchorage's homeless chronic inebriates are hardly new in the city, but today's gathering exhibited a quality that the director of Anchorage's Health and Human Services Department, Diane Engel, says fosters increased hope.
In my 5 years with municipal government, I have never seen this much interest, not just from the agencies in joining the process, but from the public at large. It's an incredible response to the mayor's initiative.
The standing room status at the meeting seemed to underscore Engel's observation, as well as showing Anchorage's determination to find a solution to a long-standing situation.